You're here today, raise your hand. Look at all those mama bears around here. We're glad that each and every one of you are here today. Bears, mama bears. There are 8 types of bears in the world, 8 species. You didn't know you were going to get a lesson about bears today, did you? But there's a North American black bear. There's the brown bear, we know as a grizzly. We have the white polar bear. We have the Asiatic black bear. The great spectacled bear. The great panda bear. The sloth bear. And the sun bear. There are 8 species of bears and hundreds of subspecies under that. All of them look a little bit different. They're different sizes. They're different shapes. They have different personalities, different likes and dislikes. But what they all have in common is they're bears. Mamas today, we may look a little different. We have different styles. We dress a little differently than each other. We react in different ways. We have different likes and dislikes. But we have all been blessed to be mothers. Psalm 127:3 says, from the Living Bible, children are a gift from God. They are his reward. I'm thankful today for my gifts from God, which are Jared and Jennifer. And this mama bear would do anything to protect them. So as we open this service today, let's pray together and ask the Lord to be in the midst of this service and to bless all the mama bears that are here with us today. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day. We ask that you would touch and move in this service, Lord. We want to move in your spirit. Lord, I'm so thankful for all the mothers that are here today. We ask that special blessing that you would just come in our midst and that you would minister to us today. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for your presence here today, and we ask that you would bless each one. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Aren't we thankful for that love that he gave to us, that he gave his life on a cross so we could be saved? It's a wonderful love. We want to take a moment and remember those that need prayer today. We want to remember Carol Braddy. She has a health need that we need to pray for. If you have a need in this place today, if you'll just raise your hand, God knows. God knows exactly what that need is. He knew it before you raised your hand. He knows. Let's pray for all those needs that are represented here today. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the love that you have shown toward us. Lord, we ask that you would just touch and move in each one of these needs that are represented. Lord, we ask that you would go to Carol right now, Lord, that you would give her healing in her body, Lord. You are our healer. You are our healer, Lord, today, and we believe that. We thank you, Lord, for each one of these people that are here and each one with a need. You're ready to meet that need right now. I believe it right now. Lord, you can go. You can see. You can work when we cannot. Lord, you are worthy of our praise, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. This is a special day that we honor our moms. However, there does come a time when this day gets a little more difficult, when we no longer have our mom with us. I would like to honor those moms that have went on to be with the Lord with just a few moments of silence. If you'll join me with that right now. Let's pray together right now and ask the Lord to be the comfort to those who have maybe lost their mom in this last year or in the last few years, or even, you know, that never goes away. The loss of a mom never goes away. but we can look back and we can honor them. Let's pray together. Lord, we pray today for those whose mothers are no longer with them. We ask that you would give comfort, help them to recall the blessings their mother had brought to their life. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for the awesome mothers that produce those that are sitting here today. Lord, we are thankful for their training, for the way they raised, for those that have come and been a part of your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that we are grateful. We thank you for their influence, Lord. We ask that you would just touch and move today and give that. You are able, Lord. We believe it right now. I'm going to ask Sister Elizabeth Crum, Mama Bear Elizabeth Crum, to come and present a poem to you today.
The mama bear is big and strong. You don't want to make her mad. To think you can outrun her is very, very bad. Her roar is fierce and scary. If you hear it, make great haste, for you may be the next thing that sits upon her plate. When her babies are in danger, there is nothing she won't chance to save them from whatever is trying to advance. She'll risk her life if need be for the safety of her young. She won't back down. She won't give up. She has only just begun. While sitting at a distance, she may not be much to talk about. But when she stands to her full length, you better just look out. The human mama bear is strong, though her strength comes from within. She's strategic and she's cunning. When it comes to discipline, her voice can be real gentle, like a sweet, soft lullaby. But don't you dare annoy her, because her roar could make you cry. When her babies are in danger, there is nothing she won't do to make sure that they're protected and that the enemy's subdued. She will claw and bite. She'll kick and scratch. She'll take a bullet if need be. But she will never back down from a fight against the enemy. So though the human mama bear may seem quiet, small, and meek, my friend, don't be mistaken, for she is anything but weak. Her strength comes from within, in the most powerful of ways. She trusts in God, she reads his word, she fasts, and she prays. The human mama bear gets all she needs sitting at Jesus' feet. And when she stands from her time with him, there is no foe she can't defeat.
Thank you, Sister Crum. What a talent. We're going to see a little slideshow right now. I hope you enjoy that. And we'll appreciate our mothers.
You're up all night with a screaming baby. You run all day at the speed of light. Every day you feel a little bit less like the beautiful woman you are. So you fall in bed when you run out of hours, and you wonder if anything worth doing got done. Or maybe you just don't know. Changing the world, one little heartbeat at a time. Make every I know you can do it. Every tear that you kiss away. So many little things that seem to go unnoticed. They're just like the drops of rain over time. They become a river, and you are changing the world. One little heartbeat at a time, making history with every touch and every smile. Oh, you may not see it now, but I believe that time will tell how you will change.
Give all our mothers a hand. I'm going to ask Sister Toby Bachman to come. I know she has a very serious word to give us today, so come on.
So I feel like I need a prop for this, so pardon me a moment. My husband just now leaned over to me and said, are you actually going to wear that? Yes, I am. Have any of you guys heard of a meme? Nobody? Well, for the people who don't know, a meme is a funny phrase put with a picture that matches that funny phrase, okay? So, are you ready? Okay. So we have Mama Bear, yes, and we've heard some definitions, but I think we just need to get the real definition out of the way here. So Mama Bear is such a sweet way to describe the fact that I would tear you open and eat your insides if you hurt my child. So now you've become a Mama Bear. And maybe it hits you right away that you've become a mom, or maybe you wake up one morning and you put on a pot of coffee, and after you've reheated your one cup of coffee three times, it hits you. You know you're a mom when you understand why Mama Bear's porridge was cold. Then your little cub has become a toddler. Mama Bears be like, thank you, Lord, it's bedtime. Your cub becomes an adolescent. Mama Bear says, be careful, your face may freeze like that. We Mama Bears like to speak the truth in love. I'm usually a kind and loving person, But I will turn into a fierce mama bear and unleash spiritual warfare to protect my kid. Now let's have a cupcake. Our cubs can, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know the way you want to look at this, be truthful too. Be careful what you say to me. My mama's crazy, and I'm not afraid to tell on you. Mama bears have the ability to act rationally while also having irrational thoughts. What Mama Bear says to her child, I know you're sad because Mackenzie was mean to you, but no matter how someone treats us, in the end, we should always be kind. What Mama Bear thinks, I will end you, Mackenzie. Mom, 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 there you are. If I ever go missing, please follow my kids. They can find me no matter where I try to hide. This is an actually documented phenomenon every school day morning. Right? Saturday morning at 7 a.m. As mama bears, we try to be consistent in our parenting. But let's be honest, if our lives were narrated, Mama Bear, I am not going to tell you one more time. Narrator. She did, in fact, tell him one more time. Two things we mama bears like to have: a clean house and making memories with our kids. And sometimes those two things can't exist together. Don't mind the mess. My kids are busy making memories of me yelling at them to clean up the mess. We mama bears are protective, exhausted, nurturing. But one thing is for sure, and one thing we want all of our cubs to know today. And I will always love you.
Thank you, children. That was awesome. I'm going to ask Sister Kelly McGuire to come now and speak. I appreciate Sister Kelly. She always has such a sweet disposition and a kindness that you feel when you talk to her. It just comes from her, and I appreciate that. Unless Brother Michael would like to tell us something different. Yeah, I thought not. We appreciate Sister Kelly, and she has such a sweet spirit. We welcome her.
There truly is nothing more beautiful than watching children who have a heart after God. They did a wonderful job this morning. Today, I would like to start by giving honor to the three women in my life who I call mom. The first woman had me when she was 19 years old. She sacrificed and she worked hard my entire life. She was always my safe place as a child, and I never doubted her love for me. The second person that I call mom, she married my dad when I was 5. She came into a relationship with Jesus in her mid-20s, and that relationship changed the entire course of my life. She began to take me to church. She taught me to pray. And she has always loved me as her very own. And the third woman, who I call mom, I met when I was 19. She raised my husband. And she has spent the last several years raising me as a young adult. She has poured into my life and has loved me unconditionally. These are the women who have trained me into the woman that I am today, and I give them honor. Today, our theme is Mama Bear, but specifically, I'm going to be talking about Mama Bear, the trainer. When a bear becomes a mama bear, her world forever changes. Oh, how it does change, right, ladies? In the world of grizzly bears, baby cubs will sit. They'll watch their mama bear as she hunts for food, as she catches fish. By observing their mama, the cubs will learn life skills that they need that will allow them to survive on their own. Mama Bear leads her cubs by example, by modeling for them how to hunt, how to defend themselves, and how to stay alive. Mama Bear knows that her cubs will face many dangers and challenges as they grow, but if the baby cubs will watch Mama Bear, they will learn the tools that they need to survive. In the Old Testament, we find Moses passing along similar survival tools to his cubs, the children of Israel. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses is in the middle of a training seminar with the children of Israel. As they sit on the east side of the Jordan River, Moses begins instructing them with the tools that they will need for both physical and spiritual survival. He is talking to the men and the women who were just babies, just children when they left Egypt. He's now instructing the next generation who will inherit the promised land. In chapter 6 and verse 4, he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." With this declaration, Moses is teaching them who their source of power is. This Lord that they serve will be their source of strength, their source of provision, their source of peace, their source of comfort, their source of healing, and their source of victory. In verse 5, he says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thine God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might." He tells the children who to center their affection around. And in verses 6 and 7, he says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." Moses knows there will be challenges and opposition in the days ahead. And so he instructs this next generation to know their source of power and to know who to center their affection around. Just as Mama Bear trains and leads her cubs by example, here Moses issues a last training session to the children of Israel. On October 18th, 2012, a beautiful baby boy, Austin Michael McGuire, was born. And my life would never again be the same. There are no books, there are no blogs or podcasts or advice that could possibly prepare you for the way your life is about to change or the love that you're going to experience. When I became a mom, training began almost immediately. There was sleep training, potty training, training them to talk and training them to walk. It seemed like you went from one stage to the next at lightning speed. But before I became a mom, I worked as a nanny for 8 years to a beautiful little girl named Annalise. When I came into her life, she had just celebrated her 5th birthday. She loved to play princess and dress up, and we had so much fun together. Last summer, she moved away to Jacksonville, Florida, and she was a teenager. Working with Annalise taught me a very valuable lesson. I learned that babies do not stay babies. One of my very favorite parenting quotes says that the days are long, but the years are short. And my, how the days can be long. But the years, they're really already going by too quickly. As a mom, I understand that I can't shield my children from every danger, and I can't protect their hearts from being hurt. I can't keep them from the pain that this life will sometimes offer. But I can train them. I can train them like Mama Bear trained them with my example. And I can train them like Moses with my instruction. I will train them to find their source of power in Jesus. And I will train them to center their affection around the only one in this life that will never fail them. When I was pregnant with Ashlyn, Austin was 2, I felt a challenge in my spirit to create a prayer room in our home where I could teach my children every day to talk to Jesus. I know that no matter what we face in this life, if we have a relationship with God, He will sustain us. Teaching my children to have a relationship with Jesus is the most valuable thing that I can give them. Austin and Ashlyn, if you want to join me. I would like to just briefly show you how we began our training time in our prayer room at home. Ash, are you going to come? No? Okay, that's fine. I kind of had a feeling. when we very first started, I would ask the kids if they had a worship to give the Lord. I felt like we should enter the presence of God with a grateful heart. So it would go something like this. Austin, do you have our worship to give the Lord today? Okay. What is that?
You have something? My house.
Oh, okay. That's really good. Thanks, buddy. So we would just, something simple, just worship the Lord. And then we would just take a minute and we'd pray for each other. We'd pray for the kids, and then the kids would pray for mom and dad. So I'll start, and I'm going to just say a prayer for you, and then will you show them how you pray for me? Yeah? Okay. Will you raise your hands? Jesus, thank you for giving me this little boy. I pray that as he grows, he would be a mighty man of God. I pray that you would fill him with your spirit. I pray every day he lives and has breath in his lungs that he would make the choice to serve you. I pray that there would be no room in his heart for love for this world, but that he would be consumed with love and passion for you. Teach him to seek first the kingdom of God all of his days. Help him to be kind, bold, and brave, and courageous. And let his identity be in you alone. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And now you want to pray for Mama? Huh? Okay, that's all right. Do you want to say your armor of God? Okay, I think he's a little too bashful to show how he prays for Mommy. That's okay. But he has learned to say his armor of God. That's something we've been working on recently. So I'm going to let him show you how he prays his armor on.
The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith.
I believe strongly that spiritual training will reap eternal benefits. There is nothing in this life more important than training a child to have a heart after God. In closing this morning, I would just like to say, if you are a mom in this room who maybe has a child whose heart is far from God, I would like to remind you that your life's example and your influence is still powerful. The promises of the Word of God are true, and I encourage you today to be strengthened by His Word and by who He is, because He is a faithful God, and He will be faithful to you. And secondly, there are some people who don't have a mama bear trainer in their lives. If you are a spiritual mom or a mentor to somebody, your role is vital, and it's important. And to all the mamas, teach your babies where to find their source of power. Train them to center their affection around Jesus. And watch as they become mighty men and mighty women of God.
So much more important. At this time, I'm going to ask Sister Andrea Sanders to come, and she's going to speak about Mama Bear, the protector.
Greetings, all you wonderful, beautiful mothers that are here today. Sister Sue McGuire, thank you for this opportunity to address these wonderful ladies. And
Sister Williford and Sister Reaver, I give honor to these ladies who so wonderfully lead the ladies of this church, and also to my mother, who would be here. However, she has a bacterial or a bronchitis, viral bronchitis, and so she cannot be here today. So I have one of my sisters who people thought was my mother when I was a baby. So she's here to represent the family today. A mama bear will protect her cubs. Wikipedia states, female grizzlies are fiercely protective of their cubs, being able to fend off predators as large as male bears bigger than they are in defense of the cubs. Bear.org says this about mama bears. 70% of human deaths caused by grizzly bears are related to a mother grizzly bear protecting her cubs. So my advice is stay away. Sister Wright? Even scripture has something to say about mother bears. In 2 Samuel 17:8, the English Standard Version, it says that they were enraged like a bear robbed of her cubs in the field. Have you ever said to a mother something about her son or daughter that she didn't agree with? Perhaps her lip drew up in a snarl, teeth were bared, and she emitted a deep growl. You get the picture. Mama bear on the move. Your wise choice was a sincere apology for your ill-spoken words and a quick removal of your person before being hurt. Just like a good mother would do anything to physically protect her young, so she should be prepared to defend her young spiritually. I am not a mother and won't pretend to think I can tell you how to raise children. But I have been blessed with a wonderful mother who has shown to me what it takes to raise children in the way they should go, like the book of Proverbs says. You see, my father wasn't in church for many years, so that fell upon my mother to be that spiritual leader. She has been my spiritual protector. Thank you, mother, for being a mama bear and not letting the enemy steal me away. My mother prayed for me and my sister when we would walk to school. Yes, young people, I am of that generation that walked to the neighborhood school. And it was uphill both ways in the snow. She talked about the commandments of the Lord, as Deuteronomy 6:7 says, you shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. I was taught boundaries. Those commandments of the God are boundaries. Boundaries that parents set. Boundaries that the pastor set. Boundaries are safety to those cubs, those precious cubs. They need boundaries. Proverbs 22 and 28 says, do not remove the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. Those boundaries that your parents have placed in your life, they should go with you into adulthood and to forever. I know sometimes you think, what really do they know? You know, sometimes as young people. But they know so much wisdom. They've lived the life before you. They've been your age and beyond that. And so they have wise words, wise boundaries. She imparted to me, my mother did, the importance of the covering of protection my long hair brings. And there may be guests here today who wonder why we have long hair, us women. Simply put, it is an extra layer of protection to a woman and her family. Mama bears, never disregard that important role you have in the family. It isn't a burden. It is a blessing to be a vital part of your child's safety and well-being. If you don't protect your young, mama bear, who will? If you don't pray for them, who will? If you don't snatch them out of the grasp of the devouring enemy, who will? Dear mothers, I encourage you today, be the mama bears that God has called you to be. There are cubs that are looking to you today for their safekeeping. God bless you, mothers, and happy Mother's Day. Sister Sue McGuire, come and speak to us. Deliver what the Lord has given you. We love you very much.
I too would like to say happy Mother's Day to all of our beautiful mothers out there. We appreciate you so much. My topic today is going to be Mama Bear Warrior. And Mama Bears, we are warriors, and we fight in prayer. That's how we warfare. I've always thought all mother bears were alike when it came down to fighting for their cubs. But after doing some research on different types of bears and their behaviors, I realized not all bears have the same mama bear warrior instinct when it involves danger and their cubs' safety. I didn't know that. Pastor Reaver knew that. He gave me a little bit of that information when we were here on Friday. Much research has been done on this topic over the years, and Stephen Herrero summarized many of the results in his book, Bear Attacks, Their Causes and Avoidance. In his book, Stephen discusses Al Erickson's pioneer research of black bear mothers and cubs. Erickson says he captured 96 black bear cubs and found that the mother bears did not exhibit strong maternal instinct that one would expect from an animal mother. Instead, the mother bears would often abandon their cubs during an impending threat. I didn't know that. My mind can't even fathom that, really, as a mother. Additional research was conducted by Lynn Rogers. Rogers found that out of the 18 bear cubs that were captured in the presence of their mothers, none of their mothers attacked. Most of the time, the mama bear took cover and hid under the tree brush. To date, there is no evidence of a black bear ever defending their cubs by killing an aggressor. Instead, mother bears are much more likely to run away or hide when faced with a possible human attack. But the grizzly bear, she's different. She displays characteristics that would be treasured in a good mother. If someone is bothering her cubs, grizzly mama bears are much more aggressive and will attack. According to bear.org, we got the same information, Andrea, 70% of human deaths caused by grizzly bears are related to a mother grizzly bear protecting her cubs. While all bears may not be the perfect example of a protective animal mother, grizzly bears definitely exhibit this trait. So, ladies, I would say we are like the mama grizzly bear. We will fight for our cubs. Nature photographer Jim Abernathy was on a two-week trip documenting the grizzly bears of Alaska's Katmai National Park when he caught on camera a violent encounter rarely witnessed by a man. A mama grizzly facing off against a much larger male grizzly in a desperate bid to protect her cubs. If you can put the first two pictures up there. Aren't they cute? Day after day, this photographer and the scientists would see these cubs. They actually named them Sugar and Spice. These little cubs would hang out close by as their mom joined two dozen adult bears as they hunted salmon in the shallow waters of Halo Bay. If you could show the next picture. Oh, go back. Go back to there. On the day of the encounter, Sugar and Spice were sitting together by the water when they noticed a huge dark brown male grizzly coming towards them. They turned looking at the 25 grizzly bears that were feeding in the water, and they were looking for their mama. But she was eating salmon, and she had her back turned towards them. The cubs went back and forth. They looked at mama, and they looked at that bear. And they looked at mama, and they looked at that big brown male bear. And finally, one of them lost it. You can show the next slide. He ran, and as he ran towards his mother, Sugar followed him. The male grizzly spotted the little cubs for the first time and gave chase. See, male bears eat cubs for food, and this encounter can be violent. In fact, the stakes are life or death. If you can show the next picture, please. There he has, that male grizzly has that little cub pinned down under the water. And it looked like the little cub was done for. Until, show the next picture. Look at that. Mama grizzly roared. He heard that sound, and all of a sudden he's about to let go of that little baby cub. It caught him off guard, and that big male cowered. If you could show the next two pictures, please. Here mama comes. And I can just imagine the roar. And then we see the large male, when he went into full retreat immediately, he wanted the easy meal. But once he realized he'd have to fight Mama Bear, he wanted nothing to do with it. Meanwhile, space rose up out of the water. Show the next picture, please. And the next picture. Trotted off to dry ground. And then you see the following picture. Mama Bear, Spice, and Sugar witness victory on that day. I just love that. I looked at that and was looking at that, and I thought, that will preach. That right there will preach. The photographer, Jim Abernathy, said it very well. He said, there's a lesson here. It shows us the power of Mama Bear. Shows us the power that that mama bear has, that she will defend her baby. She will go on the attack. She will not let anything bother her. She'll risk her own life to defend that baby. And you see, these mama bears are fighting against flesh and blood, but we're not fighting against flesh and blood, mamas. We're fighting against spirits. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And in the verses following, Paul instructs us to put on the whole armor of God, that we will be able to withstand the enemy in the evil day, and doing all that we could do to stand. Mamas, cover yourselves and your babies with the shield of faith. And if you study it out, I'm sure you have, that shield is huge. And when you put that shield up, it's going to cover you and it's going to cover your babies. And then also lift up, like that song just said, lift up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It is your weapon. And when you lift the word of God up and you come after the enemy in the name of Jesus and the word of God, you will defeat that enemy every time that he will be conquered. Call on the name of Jesus. How many times have we done that when something arises and maybe we don't even have time to say a long prayer, but all of a sudden we just say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we have to do everything we can with the weapons we have to fight. We will not be fearful. We will not run, and we will not hide when our children in danger. Instead, we will fight like a warrior. Amen, mamas? Amen. 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You see, this mama grizzly uses the strength of her own. Ladies, we can't rely on our own strength because we're weak, but we rely on the strength of God. The Bible tells us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The battle is the Lord's, and he will go before us, just like this song said again. The Lion of Judah, he goes before us. He's behind us, and he's fighting for us, and he's letting out that God roar that will scare and defeat the enemy that comes against us. Romans 8, 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Sister Linda, you mentioned it. There are many times when we don't have the answers to our children's problems. We don't know how the situations are going to turn out. And we don't even know how to pray about the matter in such cases. We don't have the answer. We don't know how to say the words in prayer. But we can get into the Spirit, like these scriptures said. The Spirit intercedes on our behalf with inexpressible groans. Sometimes it's not a matter of words because God knows our heart. So we just start groaning in the Spirit. And the Spirit knows what we're saying because it's praying through us. There is a deep level of intercessory prayer in which the Spirit takes control and prays through us. And we get into these types and they're travailing prayers. And when we do, mamas, when you get in the Spirit like that and you start praying and you just start off with maybe some little groans, just, oh, and you're feeling in the Spirit, all of a sudden, just let that intercession prayer work through you and let that God roar come out, because it's the Spirit of God that's going to be coming out of you as you pray and you move and you work in the Spirit of God. You see, we have to do this. Why? Because just like this little cub and that brown bear, the stakes were life and death. Death, a lot of times in our lives, for our babies, it's going to be a matter of life or death. In our everyday lifestyle, we will listen and look for the signal of impending danger, and we will respond in intercession, mothers. When Mama Grizzly received the signal that her cub was in danger, she immediately went into Mama Bear warfare mode and let out a roar. When she knew, I don't know, the documentary didn't say, I don't know if she just witnessed it with her eyes, if she heard the little sounds of the bear, I don't know. But I do know, as soon as she saw the signal and she noticed her mama bear was in, her baby bear was in danger, she stopped eating that salmon and she took off and she protected her cub. We are also, we're living everyday lives, mamas. Everyday, like we're doing our routines of the day. Kelly, you're taking care of our young people and taking care of our babies. We're doing that. We're feeding. We're fixing dinner, doing laundry. But I'm here to say, in an everyday lifestyle, there are going to be times when you're going to feel the unction of the Spirit and you're going to get that signal to pray for your baby. And when you do, you better stop and do everything you can, because it will, in times, it has been a matter of life or death. In prayer, I was talking to my husband about this, and I just really felt like sharing a couple illustrations, and please pardon the personal testimonies or illustrations. It's probably what I could tell you best from my own heart to make an impact. There was a time in one of our children's lives, they were a teenager, and seemed like they were in a transitional period in their life. Everything was going good for them. And I just kind of picked up on a signal. Something wasn't right. You know, sometimes your children won't tell you or say something, but you can tell they're not themselves. And I could feel all evil coming against them. In fact, trying to destroy them in their walk with God. And we talked. My husband and I talked. We tried to give wisdom, and to no avail. You know, we just couldn't get through to them. And it was a spirit coming against them. And I knew that. And so one particular day when they were at school, my husband and I went to their bedroom and we just took out the anointing oil and we just put it around the doorpost. We anointed the pillow and we started to pray and intercede in tongues. And this mom, I can tell you, was desperate, and I let out that God roar during that time and just started roaring in the Spirit. Because Sister Kessler, I did not have the words to say. I just began to roar. And as I did that, our child, I saw in a vision, reach down and pick up their weapon, and the Lord spoke to me and said, they've just picked up their weapon and they're getting ready to fight. Well, while I'm speaking in tongues and interceding, my husband actually hears it in English. He could hear. The Lord told him what I just saw. And I can tell you, in that moment of time, that stronghold was broke and God delivered them, and the course of life changed. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If there was ever a time, Sister Christy, that I knew I need to fight like a mama bear, I need to fight that day. And then God has blessed them and helped them in the days ahead. I'm so thankful that when we don't have the words, and maybe our example and the way we live, we don't think it's being effective, what can we do? We can go to the Word of God. We can go to intercessory prayer, and we can fight like a warrior. There was another time it was probably like a week I felt this, and it would come every day, sometimes a couple times during the day, and I would feel that signal that Javen was in danger. Of course, I didn't say anything to him. He was 12 years old. I didn't say anything to anybody because I didn't know what type of danger it was, but I just know I would get down and intercede, and I'd pray, and then the next day would come, and I'd feel that signal, and I'd pray and intercede, and I remember at one point saying, Lord, please don't let anything happen to Javen. He's my joy. He's the one that makes me laugh, and he's happy, and I don't want anything to happen to him. And then the day came about a week later. We were celebrating Lindsay's birthday. All of us were there, had all kinds of family members there. I was in the kitchen fixing food, and all of a sudden we heard this big, big, loud noise. It sounded like a car had hit another car. And Lindsay, it was her birthday, she let out a scream, just a really loud scream. And any mother would have thought it was her. But I knew it was Javen. And so, of course, you know, the story Michael's told, that he flew down those steps. People, all of our family began to pray. We, ambulance came. I remember Javen laying on the ground and just rolling back and forth in pain on the ground. And he was crying out, it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. We called the ambulance. Pastor beat the ambulance to the hospital like he normally does, if you've ever experienced times like these. And he was there with us. And I remember when we went, of course, they cut his clothes off right away, started doing all the tests. And then when it came back, the doctor looked at us and he told us, he said, it's a miracle that he's alive. And it's really a miracle that he's even walking out of the hospital. There was not one broken bone. There was no hemorrhage in that body. I believe those prayers went before us and behind us. And the power of God touched our son. I remember the next service that we came, and my baby was up here in the choir singing. And I remember thinking, thank you, Jesus, because it could have been a different story. He could have been right here. But God went before us. A Lion of Judah fought for us. And I thank the Lord for that. And then the other one I want to share with you is about our daughter, Lindsay. You see, our daughter was 14. She was healthy until she was 14. I mean, she hardly got the flu or cold or anything. And at the age of 14, she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And that meant about 6 shots a day she would have to give herself with the type 1. And our normal changed. We had a new normal that we had to learn. And that was in October. The following November, within 1 month, she was diagnosed with pancreatitis. She was in the hospital for 2 weeks on a central line. And from then, it was 6 months that she was sick. She just couldn't eat. Every time she would try to eat, she was in so much pain. And she would literally curl up in a fetal position. And, of course, Mama Bear wanted to make sure she's being fed and protected and everything. My heart was aching. All of you were praying. I know you were, and I was dependent on your prayers. One specific day, I just remember we had went to the hospital, and the doctors, they couldn't figure it out. In fact, they had specifically told us, Lindsay, you're not in any pain. Don't come back. They told us that. And Lindsay looked at me and she said, Mama, I'll never be back here. I'll never come back here. So when we went home, I was helpless. And that particular day, I decided, Mama Bear is going to fight. I'm going to fight like I've never fought before. So I remember going in the living room. We have a burgundy chair. And I got down and I started praying. And I said, God, everyone we know that can pray is praying. Everyone that I know that can touch you is praying. I don't have the words. I don't even know how to pray. So God, as I pray in the Spirit, I'm asking that you would make intercession through me and that you would pray according to your will. And I got lost in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. And as I began to pray, it felt like all heaven came down to earth. And I felt the Spirit of God so strong. And all of a sudden, I heard the words to the song. Storms don't decide how long they'll stay, But when the master says, enough, they just go away. I knew right then that victory was on its way. I remember getting up and shouting and dancing and having a praise time in my dining room right there. It didn't happen right away, but it did happen. We were able to get her to a different hospital that knew about a rare illness, and she was diagnosed. She had a feeding tube for 6 months, and they were able to restore her health. Pastor Reaver, they were able to restore that. I'm sharing these three illustrations of desperation for our children. Mamas, I know that you've experienced them too. You have your own testimonies. And should the Lord tarry, you're going to have more in the future. What I'm here today to encourage you today is to fight like a warrior. Fight with everything within you to save and protect your babies. We are all in different stages of motherhood. Some of us mamas are new moms. Moms of toddlers, teens, empty nesters, mamas that are grandmothers and great-grandmothers. But one thing remains the same. Our babies will always be our babies. Doesn't matter how old they grow are and how old they become. They will always be our babies. We will face times in our children's lives when they'll go through circumstances that are out of control, just like I shared with you. But in those times, we know the one to turn to, and we do know what to do. Joshua 1 and 9. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Mamas, don't be afraid. God is with you. The Lion of Judah is with you. He has roared before you, and when you roar in prayer, God is with you. In prayer today and yesterday, I just feel like asking, if you can all stand, if all of our mamas, and if you could just kind of make room up here, if all of our mamas would come up to the front. If you could walk into these mothers' homes and see them kneeling in prayer and see the battles that they're fighting, I think we would be amazed. If you could walk in the room and hear their groaning, their roaring, and feel the love that they have for their cubs, I think we would be amazed. And so today, we want to pray for them. They're the ones always roaring for us. They're always ready to fight. They're always available. They'll drop everything just to be there for us. But today, I want us to cover them in prayer. So if you come up just a little bit closer. And then children, if you can find your mama or any lady in this church, if you can find them. And then husbands also, if you could just, I know it's going to be crowded, but I just feel this in my spirit. We are going to pray for these mamas. For some of these younger ones that have toddlers and babies, I want you to pray the purposes and the will of God in their lives. It seems to be around the age of 30, maybe 40, is when they really walk into the purposes and plans of God. But our mothers are doing that at a much earlier age now. For our mamas that have kids that are in school, we need you to cover them and protect them, because they're teaching and they're training their children, and they need protection. Our children do when they walk into those schools. Our mothers that are empty nesters, I happen to be one of them. We have a hard time adjusting sometimes when our babies are all gone. Pray for our empty nesters. And then our mothers that are grandmothers and great-grandmothers need the strength of God upon their lives. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for that, all that you do every day, your daily routine of life, and your walk with God. We're going to go into prayer as I hand this over to Pastor. We're going to go into prayer. And children, husbands, warfare for them. Pray for them. Pray for the strength of God, the protection of God, and the purposes of God in their lives. Hallelujah.
Would everybody just join together and let's pray. Now, Lord, your spirit is here. Your purpose has already been designed for this moment, this service, but particularly for this moment. So, Lord, we ask for your covering now to every mom. I thank you, O Lord, you have already prepared them. You have preserved them. You have blessed them, and they walk in your favor. I pray now for your protection around them, spiritual protection, O God, spiritual courage, spiritual strength, O God. I pray by the Holy Ghost, because you are concerned about our families, and you have prepared this very pivotal and important role for our ladies. I pray, Lord, you will not leave them alone. You will not. But you will guide them. You will give them wisdom. You will give them grace. You will give them favor. You will give them courage. You will give them strength. Bless them as they serve that role of protector for the members of their family, their children, and even other members, O Lord. I pray that you would help them, O Lord. We feel your spirit. We feel your unction, O God. I thank you now, Lord, for your help. I pray for physical protection and blessing and strength, grace and mercy to them physically, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And emotional and mental preparation and preservation and protection to them, Lord. You know, you already know the things that they will face. I pray that you go ahead of us. Go ahead of them, Lord. Touch them. Use them, O God, for your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, O Lord. I think the remainder of the congregation, other than our moms, but moms, you can join too, because you've got something to be thankful for the mothers in your life. Would you just give a thanksgiving for the motherhood that has been in your life? That's right. Think about those persons right now. Thank you, Lord. Not only for their memory, but for their impact. Oh, God.